Our parsha is Parshat Tetzaveh. And in this week's parsha, we have the commandment of lighting the menorah. Aaron would light it every evening. We discussed last week that according to Rambam, when Aaron would prepare the wicks in the morning, he would light it a second time. That's a unique opinion of the Rambam, that the menorah was lit twice. Rashi is of the opinion that it was lit only in the evening. Rambam says also in the morning. Rashi says evening, Rambam adds the morning. Pasuk says in the evening you light and in the morning you prepare. Rambam is of the opinion that part of the preparation was also lighting it. We have the holy clothing that Aaron and his sons wore. The clothing affected them. It says that when they wore the clothing, that was part of the sanctification of the Kohanim. The Kohanim have specific ways in which the Kohanim's clothing are made in a specific way. Sephorno writes that this was the royal garment of the time. That in ancient times, the kings wore clothing that were similar to the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. So we will, instead of going in order of the psukim, I guess we'll work our way down. Yeah.
Is that relevant? So it's like nowadays, generally, you know, presidents wear suits. So,
once it's set. That's it.
How is it relevant that, okay,
it's relevant to the Midrashim. When you hear the Midrash that Achashverosh wore the Kohen Gadol's clothing, so when I was a child, I always thought Achashverosh looked like a clown, like we get dressed up on Purim. So I thought, wow, Achashverosh got dressed up. He must have looked very funny to people.
Judaism?
No. I always wondered until I saw that Sephorno. Mamash, I was in my 30s when I saw that Sephorno. Until that point, I always wondered. Didn't he look funny? You're a king? Imagine Trump today wearing Kohen Gadol's outfit. You know, we'd think he looked very funny. But if that's the outfit of the kings of the time, then you understand that he took the most refined version of the royal clothing. Okay, so we should really maybe work our way downward. It's easier to understand. The Kohen Gadol would be walking around all day with his tefillin. So when we look at his head, he wore on his head, he had some kind of turban, and the turban was made of white cloth. So you can see it looks something like this, right? We're not sure whether the Kohen Gadol's turban was different than the Kohen Hedyot's turban or not. Some are of the opinion it is, and that's like what people usually know. One is called a Migbat, one is called a Mitznefet. So that's why those are of the opinion that the Migbat was the Migbat of the Kohen Gadol. was lower than that of the Kohen Hedyot. In modern Hebrew, we call a hat a mikbat. So the Kohen Gadol, do we have a picture here from head to toe? No. Okay. So he wore on his head this turban made of white cloth. And then after the mikbat, he had his tefillin. So the mikbat sat a little bit high on his head because then he had to have space for a small pair of tefillin that went here. And then after the tefillin, so he had a tzitz. The tzitz was a slither of gold. And on that slither of gold, it said Kodesh Lashem. And the way it was attached was that it had two blue strings coming out of both sides of the slither of gold, and another one coming out of the middle, so that it would tie itself over the tefillin and the hat. Here you see the slither of gold, and you see the two strings, the two tchelet strings coming out, and then one more that goes over the top. So that's how it was really tied onto his forehead. So that's the Kohen Gadol. Now, each of these garments would atone for a different transgression. We have a tradition that the garments, each one, it's a Gemara, each one reflected different actions that a Jew could take, and the Kohen Gadol wearing them in some way affected that people got atonement. So here you have the three different versions as to how it was attached. People are most familiar with Rashi's, right? The way I described it. Two holes and one coming out the middle. What's difficult with Rashi's pshat is that then this would, the middle string, the middle red, blue string, would lie on the tefillin. And it seems a little funny to have these strings going over the mikbat. So you have Rambam and Ramban, two different opinions as to how the strings were attached, but both of them are of the opinion that there was not a central blue string that went over the top. Okay, so that is our tzitz. So then we move on. What does it say on the tzitz? It says Kodesh Lashem. And here we have different opinions as to how Kodesh Lashem was written. It's generally understood from the Gemara that the word Kodesh and Lashem are not on the same line. But it doesn't seem to make sense that Hashem's name would be under the word Kodesh, sanctified to Hashem. So there are different opinions as to where it was written exactly. We have four different versions. We'll go with the more simple opinion, which is that it says Kodesh Lamed, and then Hashem's name on top. And that's like modern days when we want to stick in a word, we write it over the next, in between and over two words, right? And that's considered like it's interjected beneath in the line, yeah? If you want to say, I went to the mall, and you write, I went mall, so above, like in between went mall, you'd write to the, right? Above those. So in Hebrew also, writing Kodesh Lamed and then Hashem's name above, it's as though it's written inside. And this has halachic implications in other places where you could actually write a word above and it's considered like you stuck it in below. So that's the tzitz. Next. Yes, sir.
What does the tzitz atone for?
I don't remember. I'm not sure I remember correctly. Let's wait and I'll see if I find it written somewhere. Otherwise, I have it in my notes. Or we can look it up in the Gemara. Now we'll work our way, I guess, the way a Kohen Gadol would get dressed. So the first thing he had to do is put on his pants, right? They had special pants, michnesei bad. Okay, so their pants were really short, right? We have, okay. After that, they wore oktonet. So they had to wear this checkered shirt. Mishbitzot. It had checkers. So we have pants and shirt. The coin head, Yod, had four garments, right? Mechnasayim, ktonet. He had a hat and a belt, a long sash. And his long sash, it's not clear if that was white or not. It could be the Kohanim, the coin head, Yod, was dressed just in white. Pants were white, shirt was white, hat was white, and the belt was possibly also white. Yes, sir?
Do you not wear tzitzit?
I guess not. Not during the Avodah, no.
He also, from what I understood, he didn't wear a tefillin shel yad, right?
I don't remember. I think it's discussed in the Gemara, and I don't remember. Okay, so we have the pants, the shirt, the hat, and now we have to come to the final garments. So, Kohen Gadol had another garment called an ephod. Now, ephod is loosely translated as an apron. Looks something like this. The only thing is, it runs around the back, not around the front. So it's not really an apron. An apron runs around the front. The ephod came from the back, and the ephod also had a cheshev ephod. It also had a belt. So the way the ephod worked was, before we get to the ephod, I'm sorry, there's one more garment he would wear, and that is the me'il. So he's dressed in a shirt and pants, and then he has to wear his me'il, which is an overcoat. It's not the way we wear a coat. The me'il, according to Rambam, looks like this. It's basically a piece of cloth, blue cloth in the front, a piece of cloth in the back, and a neck that connects the two. Only the neck is the connection. Basically, you have one long piece in the front, one long in the back. They added shoulder blades. I don't know where they got that from. The Rambam says the only thing that connects it is the neck. The neck is what really connects the two. The hole for the neck is what connects the front and the back. They made it very broad. Then you have Nachmanides' opinion that it looked, that it went round all around him.
Does that not fall under the Beit? I'm saying, what is the Beit Tzavar?
This is the Beit Tzavar.
It's just the Tzavarim.
Yeah.
I see.
So according to Rambam, all it had was this. According to Rambam, it's very understandable why the Torah warns, don't tear. Because that's the only thing connecting the front and the back. From here we learn that you're not allowed to tear any garment of the Kohanim. They had to be careful not to tear them as they wore them. That was the... So after he wears the me'il, now the me'il had tassels on the bottom. It had little balls. The Torah calls them rimonim. Rambam says the word rimon really means a ball. Rimon was the Torah's way of describing a ball. So it's talking about, Rambam says, a rimon before it develops its crown, which in modern language is a ball. So the Torah didn't say a ball, it said a pomegranate, meaning a pomegranate when it's still whole and small, like a ball. So that's the Torah's way of saying a ball. So at the bottom of the me'il, you had rimonim, which were made of many colors. Blue wool, and purple wool, and red wool. It was made of many different colors. Do they have a picture here? I don't see a picture yet. The balls on the bottom of the coat. And you also had bells. You had these balls of cloth and bells. Pamon v'rimon. And here again, we have two opinions as to how these bells worked. Here we go. So Rashi is of the opinion that you had 36 bells, and interspersed between each set of bells was this ball. Ramban is of the opinion that they went like this, that the bells were at the bottom of the balls. See, they wanted to make them look like pomegranates. Rambam says it's not, it's a pomegranate without its head. They took the pasuk literally, they made it like a pomegranate. That's not what it says in Rambam. But anyways, let's assume it's the way they're writing. So you have, according to Nachmanides, the bells are in the balls of cloth. According to Rashi, they're interspersed. At the bottom of his coat, he had 36 bells in the front, 36 bells in the back, and wherever he'd go, he'd jingle. Okay? He'd jingle, yeah.
Jingle bell?
Right, jingle bell. So the Kohen Gadol wears the me'il. The me'il, it says, is an atonement for Lashon Hara. So he has this, in modern Hebrew, me'il means a coat, but it wasn't really a coat, right? It was more like a long, I don't know what you'd call it, a long shirt.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah, that's what he said. This is Rambam's picture of the me'il.
Is it a tunic?
Yeah.
A tunic.
Tunic, fine. This is the bottom of the meal. Okay, so after we put on the meal, we move on to the ephod. The ephod was made of many colors, and the ephod was made in a unique way that it came up from the back and had two shoulder blades. I guess we have aprons like that too.
Put it on backwards.
Yeah. And then the ephod had had loops and chains, and it had these gold chains that connected over here to the, they call it breastplate. But it's not really breastplate. The Kohen Gadol's Hoshen, basically the way it went is he had the ephod, which he wore like this around the back. And then the shoulder blades came to the top. And then from the, on the top, he had two frames on which he had the names of the tribes. Let's see if they get this one right.
So all of this was...
Here we go. Rambam Paskin's like the third opinion here. This is how Rambam Paskin's that it went Reuven, Shimon, Levi... they didn't do it right either. Okay, according to Rambam's opinion, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvul, and Dan, Naphtali. Here we go. They got Rambam over here on this page. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Yosef, Binyamin. Right? They went across the shoulders. So he had this Avnei Shoham, which according to one opinion was a dark stone, on the top, inside a frame. The bottom of the frame had a loop, and then it connected down to the Choshen. Now the Choshen was made of cloth. On the cloth you had frames that held the 12 stones. So the Choshen was actually very small. The Choshen went like this. It was this wide. This wide and this wide. So it was a tiny thing and it was under his beard. And if he had a beard like yours, you couldn't see the Choshen. Right? If the Kohen Gadol had a beard like you guys, that's it. No Choshen, you couldn't see it.
His is bigger.
His is bigger, right. So the Choshen was pretty high up. Meaning it was the bottom of the Choshen was by his heart. The bottom of the Choshen corresponded to his elbows. It was above his elbows, actually. The Choshen was way up here. You had this little square and four rows of three stones with the engravings of each tribe. So again, and the Choshen on the bottom would attach with loops to the belt in the front. So this is what held the belt closed, right? The belt, the ephod, was actually, he wore it, and then he had the shoulder blades attaching to the Choshen from the top, and the Choshen on the bottom had chains that attached to the ephod on the bottom. That's what held the whole garment together. Yes?
How much of this was the king's wear? The ephod?
I assume all of it.
Choshen too?
Yes.
I assume it didn't say the tribes on it. It was just some king.
Right. So we have the order of the stones. Odem pitidava reket, nofich sapiri alom, leshem shevo achlama, and tarshish shoam and yoshfei. That's the order of the tribes, right? The names are in the psukim.
No, but to remember these names.
I see it. It's easy. It says it. That's all. It's a
magician.
Well, so. Odem Pitidan Bareket are Reuven, Shimon, Levi. We have red, green, and whatever that is. Nofech, Sapir, and Yalom are. Where are we up to? Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Yes? Leshem, Shivo, and Achlama is. Yefeh, and Tarshish, Shoham, and Yoshfei is. Zvulun, Yosef, and Binyamin. So Binyamin had the multicolored one, right? That was the Yoshfei. That was Binyamin's stone. Okay.
Stones are in English.
Yeah. If you look at my notes online, so a lot of them I write down what I know. Together with the names of the tribes, you also had it said Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Shivtei Koh, the tribes of Hashem. That was also engraved in the Choshen. The Choshen was actually double length and it was folded over. So they have a picture of that here. Here we go. So the Choshen was cloth, as you see, and the cloth was double length. It was folded backwards, and inside you had a sliver that had Hashem's hidden name in it. That was inside the fold. That was inside the that's what's called the Urim V'Tumim. Inside the Choshen.
The Urim V'Tumim was inside the Choshen?
Same, yeah. Okay, I think with that we covered everything, right? Is there anything left we didn't cover? They didn't wear socks, they were barefoot. Their feet had to be on the floor of the Mikdash.
That doesn't seem like a king, go barefoot.
Right, it depends on where you live, like the Rambam writes. If you live in territories where people go barefoot, you could daven barefoot. If you live in places where people don't... I don't know. I don't know what they do in Muslim countries.
Basic halacha, it says it's dangerous. Okay, wouldn't want to be dangerous, right?
Depends on where you're going.
In Holland, they had the rule that you were not allowed to wear wooden shoes because the floor was wood. When everybody starts to walk, you couldn't hear anything.
Huh. Tom?
I won't bring my wooden shoes to Holland.
I'll give you wooden shoes.
You give me wooden shoes?
Now, the avnet, the belt, was 32 amos long. So the belt that he wore, 32 amos, that's the length of this room. That was a very thick sash he wore around his waist. And that's very big. Went around here. Okay, that's the sash, the avnet that he wore.
And what's the white?
It seems it was white. It's a discussion. How wide was it? So, three fingers width. One, two, three. Okay, almost like a little bit wider than our belts. Yeah.
And then this length of the room. Yeah.
32 amos, yeah. So that's our avnet.
If they do it too tight, you couldn't breathe.
Yeah, if it was too tight. But you should know the turban they wore, the hat they wore, was 16 amos long.
Yeah,
it's also very long. 16 amos to wrap around your head, 16 amos? That's very heavy. I mean, I hope they got light material. But yeah, that was very heavy. I don't know. Yeah, I got to take that.